When I first heard about the Lodge in Dayton, Kentucky from Soapbox Cincinnati, I thought that Scott Baisler, the Lodge's creator, was either a genius or he was completely nuts. So Scott, which one is it?
Neither.
What is the idea behind the Lodge?
The idea is to have a place that my artist and musician friends can come and create and produce and put aside their excuses that they don't have the tools to be able to do something and get some work done.
And how long have you been the owner of this property?
I've had the Lodge for 2.5 years.
How did you acquire it?
Strangely enough, a friend came here to buy a cabinet off of Craigslist, and the guy who sold him the cabinet offered him the Lodge. And he told me about the Lodge. I came and looked at it, and immediately I knew it was the place that I had to get.
You call it the Lodge, but it actually is a former Masonic Lodge.
Yes, it was formerly Henry Barnes Lodge that was organized in 1897 and built in 1922.
And the great idea, the one that struck me first and foremost when I first heard about it, like I said, in Soapbox, was the idea that bands can come from another town, play in Cincinnati, and by hooking up with you, they can find someone to help them unload their stuff, get a place to stay for the night, get a warm bed, maybe a shower, maybe a good bite to eat. And that's something that most bands don't find on the road very often.
Through my experience traveling with some other bands, we've come across these patrons and matrons of the arts that take in people, and they're like a saving grace for you when you're on the road. So we kind of just wanted to extend that hospitality to people that are in town because we know that it's not being offered locally.
And you've had some artists and residents and other musicians and people, creative people, around kind of making this their home.
We recently had the band Walk the Moon have a 2-month residency. The band that recorded here first was the Dap Girls. They recorded their first album, and currently we have the Cut in the Hill Gang recording their album.
Just walking around this building, when you were showing me the tour, I was amazed because you kind of have a full service operation going on here. People can, like you said, record, they can perform, but you also have screen printing things available, photography. Obviously, you have a history of doing photography with Soapbox. So it's basically a full service facility for any band or creative outlet here in town.
We partnered with Higher Level Art. They're a local, I guess we can call them a creative firm that specializes in murals and screen printing. So they've kind of set up shop down in the basement to be able to provide our creative outlet for bands that want to have posters or stickers or t-shirts made. And then obviously with my history of photography, if bands need a press kit or photos for anything, we can get that knocked out as well.
You'd mentioned that Walk the Moon stayed here, or they were artists in residence in here. How does a band become an artist in residence at the Lodge?
Well, we kind of lucked upon them. It was really friends of friends. They were, half of the band is local and half the band lived in Columbus. So when it came upon their break for the tour, they needed a place for two of them to be able to stay, and they also needed a rehearsal space. So we were not quite finished with the Lodge, but they needed the space, so we opened up our doors, we stopped the construction, and let them use the space for what they needed. Bands that are coming through town, really it's kind of just me going out and seeing some shows and asking them if they need a place to crash. We have a lot of friends that are always traveling through town, like the band Those Darlins, James Legg from the Black Diamond Heavies. Most recently, the Ben Miller Band's been staying here. They've been playing at Motor about twice a year. I've become friends with them, so they pull their van into the garage. They have a nice place to keep all their stuff locked up. They crash out, and then they hit the road the next day. It's really just been word of mouth, and we know enough people in the industry that and friends that need a shower.
When you're on the road, something as simple as a shower becomes a very priceless commodity. Mm-hmm. You actually have a partner, Johnny Walker, who works with you.
Yes, Dr. John Wyrick, formerly of the Soledad Brothers, is extending his his other hand, which he must have three or four or five, I'm not sure. But he's taking control of the studio part of the lodge, where we're building out the top floor auditorium to become a recording studio and rehearsal space.
What is the business model for the lodge? I mean, to pretend to be grown up for a minute, how do you sustain it? How do you make money at doing this?
That's a great question. We went through Springboard of Cincinnati, which kind of gave us a little bit of a building blocks towards our business plan, but that binder is still not completely filled out. I have a pretty altruistic and bohemian business model, I would say, in that if you build it, they will come. And so far, they've been knocking at the door, and I haven't done any sort of marketing or anything, and I'm not even done with the building yet, and people are already, how do I get in here and record? We have thought about taking a nonprofit route since we're catering to people that don't have money, but my whole career and all these musicians' careers, I mean, we're not really doing it for the money, so it's most of the bands that have stayed here haven't paid a dime when they're just crashing out on the couches, but down the road, the business model, as far as making money for the lodge, would be more into the merchandising and recording time. So right now, our recording studio is still being built out. It'll probably be open in the spring. Then we'll be charging a rate for recording time, rehearsal space time, and then any other bonus packages you need for photos or T-shirts or show posters. There'd be room to make some money on that.
The performance space, are you planning at some point to have live shows or where you basically charge admission?
We've had a couple parties so far just to kind of as benefits towards the lodge to raise some money. The space upstairs isn't really ever going to be a venue, but we are open to the idea of having the bands that are recording that are staying here at the end of their time here will put on a show and then we'll record the live show as well. So if we charge admission to that, the guests would be also receiving a copy of the performance. So that way, I mean, they can knock out a studio recording and then also get a live recording in the same stop. As far as opening up for a venue, our zoning right now doesn't really coincide with that. We are in a residential area, which means it could be my home or I could open it to be an art academy. So I kind of think that what we're doing here would definitely fall along the range of being an art academy, as everyone that's in here is learning and growing as an artist. We are also going to be developing some sort of class regimen as far as people that are interested in learning how to record, learning how to screen print, learning photography. The previous owner of this place got permission to build up. So the sky's the limit.
I've been speaking with Scott Baszler, owner and operator of The Lodge in Dayton, Kentucky. For links to more information about The Lodge, please visit us at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Thanks, Scott.